questions that could reveal your purpose in life? What if there were questions that could surface the change most meaningful to you? And what if answering those questions would give you the power to ignite? Welcome to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. These are big conversations that lead to self-discovery. Together, let's embark on the leader's journey and ignite meaningful change. We've reached the final question in the Amplify level of the Illumify Game Changer, and it's a critical one. This is where the leader determines whether or not how he expresses his vision of change will invoke others to spread the word. Jonathan, you have now reached the final card in Amplify. Please read the very last question in Amplify for us.
Card 42, Amplify. Will they get it enough to choose to tell others? Will they get it enough to choose to tell others? Is the way you express this change meaningful and compelling enough for listeners to willingly invoke others to take part? Well, this is quite rightly the final question in Amplify, because if we can't answer this one, we have a problem. It's a big thing, isn't it? I'm just pausing for a second. It's a big thing for somebody to get involved in anything. It's not a small thing.
No.
It's not a small thing we're talking about.
It's disrupting them on some level, right? Yeah. To change their habits, their focus, to suddenly get involved in something that they haven't been part of before.
And in the world of noise
that
we've talked about.
Exactly.
Because let's not forget, no matter how great messaging has been, that's not the only voice or text or presentation or image or face they're going to see.
And also, if they're in survival mode to whatever degree and head down, focused on, you know, resolving whatever issues they have to resolve or not, or just bearing through them, to now say, speak to them and with view to engaging them in your mission, which now has to become their mission in order for them to respond to it.
Yeah.
The emphasis in this one is choose to tell others. Will they get it enough to choose? And remember, we spoke about the fact that with this vision, you do not have positional authority. Your leadership authority comes from what we call personal authority, because your vision matters to them.
Yeah.
Even when you have positional authority, your vision has to matter for people to willingly help you invoke it.
Yeah.
But in your case, choose to. It's always a choice.
There is something here. We touched on it. We touched on it briefly a few moments ago in the previous discussion, where you captured it better than I did. I talked about the beginnings of taking ownership, taking responsibility, and you turn the corner and there's something a little bit sharper. But it's this idea that we're beyond information here and the passing on of messages. This is not whispers, where they're passing on a secret, something they've heard, and they're whispering it on to somebody else. It's this choice, as you say, the choice to act, where the telling of this, even if it's very brief, to tell somebody else is the beginning of action. It's the beginning of action here. And to do that, they need to feel, I mean, we've talked about excitement, energy, that has to be there. But there's something else about meaning, and I'm looking for it as well in that excitement. You know, I gave that example of seeing a film that you're so excited about that you have to ring somebody. And there's something going on there, which is, it's more than just, this was a great film, I loved it, you should see it too, bye. there's something going on about this matters.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is, no, you have to see this film. I'm not saying to you, oh, if you've got some time this weekend, then yeah, you should think about seeing this film.
Right.
No, you're saying
arbitrarily,
you have to see this film because there's something happening here that I couldn't explain to you otherwise. You just have to see this film.
But you see that it is significant for them and worthy of their time. Not just significant for you, you enjoyed it, but you must see a connection to them.
Yes.
See that they would value this experience.
Right. There is a little bit of selfishness in there. There's a nice mix of selfishness. I want you to see this as well. I want to share. I'm passing this on. I think you should see it. It's a tip. You know, I'd love you to see this. So there's you do it with a friend. Yeah. So there's a genuine desire to pass something on. But there's also, there's just a, selfish is not, it's not the right word. But what I'm trying to get at here is something intimate within that person. Something's happened where that person has felt, I've got this. I've understood this. Mm-hmm. Something's resonated here.
Yeah.
And it's okay. There's a little, there's nothing wrong. You know, I said selfish. There's nothing to be ashamed about here. When we see a piece of art or we read a book that we love or a piece of music and we're just overwhelmed by it. I think there is a moment of recognition where we say, I've understood something here, not in an intellectual way, not I'm smart or oh look at me, I've understood how great this film was. No, it's not that. It's something a bit more subtle than that.
Has it changed you in some way?
Well, yeah, I think that's it. And you perhaps you're just happy. I'm trying to read my own expression, read my own feelings in these moments. There's some happiness that you were, perhaps that you were open to this.
That you were open to that experience and happy enough to want others to be open to it?
Happy that you've, there's some part of you, I think there's some part of you that has understood that something good has happened here. And whoever this person was, they, you know, great speech, well done. Thank you for that. But also, I mean, not, I'm trying to find the words here. You're not congratulating yourself, but you, isn't it a moment of affirmation? I'm alive.
Yes,
I've seen this film. I've heard this music.
Yeah.
I've read this book and it was amazing. And I feel alive. Okay. There's something there. There's a little celebration.
Kindling some vitality So and I think, revitalizing a little bit.
Yes. So I think that feeling needs to be there.
Okay. There's something about if you're open enough to let it move you, in a way, it's understood you. Like you're letting it understand. You're recognizing that it's understanding you in some way. And you feel seen.
Reflecting
and acknowledged.
Yeah. I think that's right. So to answer the question, will they get it enough? Well, they will if they have this feeling.
Yes,
that's
if
what
can
we're
spark
trying.
That
if
feeling.
We can spark that feeling, which is there are a few different things going on there. I was suddenly struck by the happiness of it and the celebration, the fizzing excitement, which I think is important as well. It's not only that, of course, because there has to be this choice to act as well. So we're seeing this first moment of communication, passing it on as actually an act.
An act, absolutely. Look at that last three words.
To take part. Yes.
Now we're leading right. We're leading you to action.
Yeah.
You're leading them to action.
Mm.
It's one thing to listen. And I'm going to draw it again. People think when they're speaking, they're communicating. In fact, we're only transmitting. Words are going out of our mouths. We're only communicating if our words are received. That is two-way basic communication.
Yes.
And that's often not done well because the word's not received, because the way they're transmitted does not enable them to be received. That's big enough. But for you and for anyone else wanting to invoke change or evoke change, your words, yes, they have to transmit them. They have to be received two-way. But there's a third step, and that is they need to be responded to. Not enough just to hear them. Unless all you want to do is perhaps change the way they think about something. In some cases, one could argue, oh, I changed their view, for example, on this initiative. But to me, that still implies part way. Because if you've changed their view on something, changed the way they think about something, what's the point of that? Unless there's some action that comes out of it. So in the response, it could be a change of thought that leads to action, or it could be they're already there at that point in time and the response is specifically an action in and of itself because their thought is already aligned with what you're saying. And you will have both, Jonathan, when you speak about your vision. There are some who will already be aligned with you. They're already at the level of understanding and alignment with what you're saying because when you start to express it, they go, yeah, that's right. And now you need to move them to action. But then there are others who don't get it initially and you have to help them get it first for themselves and then sufficiently so that they will be inclined, they'll choose to tell others. We're focusing from here forward in Unify on response.
And where, let's assume it's a speech, we're not screaming at the end into the microphone, and now go and tell your friends. No. Because, well, and the reason I say that is, I mean, I'm joking, but there is, we've talked a lot about the language and the importance of the language here, why it's meaningful to them, the sense of urgency, the need for emotion, and the different ways of achieving that story, anecdote, metaphor. Carrying on the idea of storytelling, there's something here about if, coming back to these great words at the end of the card, where is it compelling enough for listeners to willingly invoke others to take part? This, for me, there's something there about there's a gap, there's an opening, there's an invitation for them to step in.
Step up.
Right.
Speak up themselves, not just you speaking up.
Right. So if the change, if the vision and the change are compelling enough, that means that they're not fully complete, wrapped and delivered and just to be taken home and unwrapped.
Yeah.
There's some invitation here for others to take part because the work is not complete until
because it's not something you can do by yourself.
Exactly.
Right. So, and notice that similarly to you, it takes courage to evoke and ignite change. It takes courage to challenge the status quo. Right? It takes a lot, but certainly to be willing to go against the forces that prevail right now, whether they're psychological forces or physical forces. So it does take some courage, and it can result in diminishing you in some people's eyes. So know that in this question, you are asked, it really gets to their willingness, ability as well, because you have to equip them with the ability to carry your words forward. But their willingness to speak up because there is a risk for them too. So they need to get it enough, value it enough to then choose to tell others, to act on your words by being your messenger for that vision. And that is another reason why your ability to amplify your vision for them is so essential. It is even respectful. It honors them. It appreciates that there is an ask coming in that, again, you can't do it alone. It's going to take a collective. You're inviting them to listen to what you see and ultimately to participate, if it's significant, meaningful enough to them, to participate so that together you achieve it. So when you are able to amplify it for them so they get it, they hear it, it responds to their interests and concerns, it resonates for them, you enable them, you're illuminating what you see, so, and then amplifying it so they can not only see it, but embrace it for themselves. And messaging what you say about it, how you articulate your vision, will either equip them to put it on as a cape, perhaps, themselves. You're shaping the cape that enables them to have the, quote, superpowers to jump forward and to take that quantum leap, so to speak, to be your emissary for your vision. There's a lot contained in Amplify.
Yes, a lot. And which is grappling still with the vision itself.
So as it stands now, the way you articulate your vision, the messages you're using now, can you answer that question one more time?
Will they get it enough to choose to tell others? Is the way you express this change meaningful and compelling enough for listeners to willingly invoke others to take part? Well, I feel I have the keys to do that.
Good.
The guiding principles that you've proposed and offered, and how we have grounded those together today around the table in different techniques, different ideas of language. I'm drawn back again to this idea of the vision as a sphere that we step into, and it's there around us.
We step into it now. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't get that. I was thinking it's a sphere that we hold, for example.
Yeah. No, I think we should be able to step into it. I remember first landing on that vision, that image of when writing the first draft of a novel, where you just start to see the story bending back on itself. You've gone through a long period of linearity. The plot's developing, this happens, but then you need to feel the story enclosing itself around you, that it's not just a railway line heading into the distance, event after event after event, but that you've created a world and that you're starting to stand inside, and you can actually turn backwards and look at the journey you've come down and just feel that you're in something that envelops you and is around you. Here, I think where it was important for our discussion this afternoon is this idea of the tension, the good, healthy tension that is not, it's not straining the sphere, it's giving it strength and shape and vitality and energy, because these competing values are there, and the job of the vision and the test of the vision, it lives or dies by its ability to reconcile all those competing tensions. That's something I'm taking with me as well. The vision doesn't give an answer about everything to everybody, but everybody can find their place within the vision.
Can I ask you to read one last time the definition of amplify?
Amplify. Amplify it, the vision. Amplify it so it also matters to those who can help realize it.
That was your mission in answering all of these questions in Amplify. Mm. Do you feel, still some fine tuning, I recognize that you have done that?
Yeah, I do.
You have a better...
I do. And the other word that you gave, and which I would add to that, and they go hand in hand, is resonance.
Yeah.
That the vision is starting to resonate. It's got its energy. It's starting to buzz and vibrate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the starting point, because it won't matter to them unless it does resonate for them in some way.
Yeah. And that's was interesting in this discussion in the Amplify stage. It's not buzzing and resonating because it's being communicated out there into the world. It's resonating because we're working on it in the garage.
You know, the garage, yeah.
with our head under the bonnet.
Yes.
We're still preparing.
The hood.
Yeah.
Translating.
Exactly.
Translating
there you
the
go.
English.
There you go. We're still testing it. We're having those first conversations, listening to people, seeing how people react, finding the words that don't work, where people are losing interest, all of that testing that goes on. It's now I understand more clearly why it's still a preparatory
before
stage.
Before you put the vehicle on the road, where the rubber hits the road.
Yes. Yeah. Even as it is fundamentally concerned with communication.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's fundamentally concerned with communication, but it's not yet about sending it out there into the wider world.
Good. Good. So good you recognize that, because again, so much change fails because the Amplify portion is missed or done inadequately, and then that car goes on the road, and it has no sense of destination, who it's trying to reach or what to say to reach them.
Yeah.
Mixing metaphors here. On that note, having now completed Amplify, I would like to close with a declaration that is significant to this and certainly to Illumify and to the Amplify portion of Illumify, because this Amplify element encapsulates this. And here is the declaration, speaking to your audience and any audience. You matter. Step up. Speak up. Together, let's ignite meaningful change. That's it. Thank you, Jonathan. Well, he's done it. Jonathan has now reached a milestone in the leader's journey. He's completed all of the Amplify questions designed to ensure that he can express his vision of change in the way that makes it meaningful, not just to him, but to all who can help ignite it. Jonathan would probably agree that it hasn't been easy. This wordsmith didn't want to change or simplify the verbiage or phrases that he had speechcrafted with such love and mastery. But he sees now that the process of, as he put it, tinkering with the messaging in the garage under the bonnet or hood of the car is essential to ensuring it's roadworthy. My hope is that you see this too, because it's well worth the effort when it ensures that your vision of change is meaningful enough for others to do their part to help realize it. Unfortunately, all of this work is rarely done with the diligence it deserves, so others don't act and vital change doesn't fully ignite. There's one more level of the Illumify Game Changer to come. And it's where a leader's words and actions literally come together. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned. If listening to this Illumify Game Changer podcast is of value to you, please like it on this platform and share it with those who could ignite meaningful change. It's here, as am I, to be of service. I'm Marianne Gobet. Thank you for accompanying us on the leader's journey. To fully experience the passage to igniting meaningful change, subscribe to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. To learn more about the Alumify Game Changer and how to embark on your own leader's journey, please visit Alumify's website at alumifyinstitute.com. You matter. Step up. Speak up. Together, let's ignite meaningful change.